Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר...
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the articles of Shamati, article number 213, acknowledging the desire. The study material is on the site, kabbalah.info, and in your Ravut system, you can click the study material in the upper menu. You can ask questions on the site, and in the Ravut system, selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, this is truly the most important topic because the desire, the deficiency is the entire matter of creation, what the Creator created, a desire. And the magnitude of the desire is measured according to the magnitude of the deficiency, the lack that is felt in the desire. And therefore, how do we constantly magnify, increase our deficiency, aim it correctly, establish it correctly, and through that also fill it with something that we choose correctly how to fill it? With what? This is what we have ahead of us. And therefore, even now, and the most important thing after the Congress that we've been through with the Creator's help in a nice, good way for us is the truly most important thing is once again to check our deficiency, how much it exists, and it is correct according to quantity and quality and direction. What exactly are we yearning for? And according to that, once again, we can continue our work. Indeed, we don't have a lot of time left, or more correctly, efforts. Many efforts in order for us to start to feel the connection between our correct deficiency and the filling of that deficiency and the source of the filling. In this way, we will reach connection between us and the Creator, and we will be filled with the presence of the Creator in us. And in the meantime, let's read. You'll be able to ask questions. You can also ask whatever you have from those days that we've been through. The Congress that we've been through, nevertheless, it is worthwhile to ask, because if there are questions and they're to the point, then it is worthwhile for us to scrutinize it. And from today onwards, we are continuing already. We want to start preparing for the next gathering. I don't know when this will be. The management should tell us that, about all of these things and what the topic will be. But like that, from one day to the next, we are coming to such congresses, gatherings, connected between us until we will start to feel ourselves certainly in a state of one degree, as one man in one heart, and then we will discover within us the upper force, and we will be able to be the central point of the whole of reality, of the whole of humanity. And everyone will feel that in our world there is truly some anchor, some central point, some place from which it is possible to learn what should we do and how do the masses advance toward the purpose of creation. So, Dudi will read and we will... Yes?
I would like to ask, how do we summarize, draw conclusions from the Congress? How does every friend check if the Congress was successful? What are the gauges? What are the right questions to ask ourselves?
It's not that I should be doing it. You should be doing it. And each one certainly does that according to his character, according to his nature, according to his vessels. I think that we have what to talk about, because this always increases the importance of the gathering that we had. In my eyes, also, it was a very successful gathering. And I'm very grateful to you. And also, besides that, we shouldn't let go of it, that this is something that just happened and it's gone, but rather, on top of it, we should build an even stronger connection between us from one day to the next, so that the Congress is continuing, the connection is continuing, and we are adding to it more emotion and more intellect. We learn how to connect better and how, with what we have achieved, we can get fulfillment not only in our emotion, but also in our mind. And to keep going forward. We need to see how do we increase the fulfillment, because this depends only on us. The upper light has no measure. It is in absolute rest. It fills everything. And in our deficiency, in our understanding, in our feeling, we can bring it from the degree of zero, where it does not exist, and all the way to the degree of Ein Sof, infinity, where it fills everything. And it all depends already on our vessels. And our vessels are our deficiency. This is why we need to talk more and think more. And in that, each one shall help his friend about how do we increase that.
So, what is the test that attend us in order to see if it succeeded or not at the Congress? What should he talk about during the day?
I think that we have the issue that following the holiday, we have something called Isru Chag, the continuation of the holiday, where the light doesn't immediately depart, but rather it leaves behind it a certain trail, sign, and gradually the illumination departs, just like in the evening. The evening comes following the day, and the sun itself is no longer there. It sets down. However, we can still see the light, the illumination, and it extends through some special time. Tranquil time. But we know already that soon it will be dark, and this is a sign of a new day. And it's the same for us here. We need to make a calculation. What was the day about? And realize that a new time is coming. This is the revelation of the Gevurot, the Nim, judgments. New states that it's not a spirit of the holiday that is now entering, but rather new desires are arriving, and they begin to expand the place between us. They start distancing us from each other, and this brings us the feeling of darkness. And we then need to accept it correctly, not to resist it, but rather to accept it correctly, that specifically during the darkness, we are in the light of faith. Even though it is darkness, this is the posterior of the light. The light is day, or And Orta in Aramaic is night. That is the correct name of the night, Orta. This is the posterior of the light. And we need to relate to it in such a way, to relate to all of these states, that this is even more, in fact, the light. However, the great desire that we haven't yet corrected covers the light. And this is why we feel darkness and night. However, if we relate to all of these states of darkness, night, separation, that it comes in order to provide us with even greater deficiencies so that we will discover the next day as a greater one, then we also accept it with joy and love and understanding. And this is what we have to do. Therefore, what is good to do right now, following the Congress, is that we will understand correctly the essence of time, the time that we have now, that we will start to organize ourselves to an even stronger connection from one day to the next. And what we had yesterday, what we achieved in those 3 days of the Congress, when we were connecting, and twice a day we were together studying, and besides that we had additional connections. Really, you did it so beautifully, so correctly. I really didn't do anything. I was just present in the lessons. But you did a very strong work, very important work, and indeed you achieved great corrections. So let's advance. And let's advance also to the next Congress.
So, to summarize, each chant should do two things. Summarize what happened at the Congress and also prepare for the coming states.
Yes, but regarding the future lessons, I'm telling you already now, we don't need to have another festival a few months from now. But rather, we need to think about each and every day. We will have a greater and greater connection. And in this way, we will feel at the end of the day, meaning following that connection, what deficiency we have achieved and what feeling we have achieved, and what progress, to what degree of faith above reason we ascended, and how do we start to feel in that degree that we are coming, how we are coming closer and from us to the Creator. All of these things, we still have to gather them together, so it will soon accumulate into a kli, into sfirot, a parzuf, and so on. We will discover that soon. And this is how we will start to advance. Each one will feel himself that he belongs to the group, and the group belongs to the upper force, and the connection between the group and the upper force is called Ibu, impregnation. How should we relate to the Creator during the Ibu? How do we annul ourselves? How do we accept Him? How does each one accept the friends as parts of his spiritual body? And like that. Let's hope that soon we will gather those broken pieces, those elements of ours, and we will feel in that a new world, and one new Creator. And in this way, we will advance each and every day. Okay?
Moscow 4.
Есть один такой большой итог каждого конгресса, он бывает. К нам возвращаются старые товарищи, ну,
новые. This general summary that you do after the Congress, and veteran friends return to us and new friends come. As a result, the tents become filled afterwards. But the existing committees don't know how to deal with it, and the small tents grow. Maybe we can talk about it during the lessons, because it feels like there are many nuances and questions about how to expand the tents correctly. Sorry for approaching you, but there's not enough resolution and resolve in the committees.
I don't know if this is relevant to all of the groups in the world, Kli. I'm happy to hear that there is such a problem, especially in Moscow. Maybe we can talk about it. Dudi, what do you think? You know better than me.
First of all, there are coordinators. There's Boaz Bertsakovsky is a manager. You should speak to the heads of the languages. I think that's where you should start. If there are more questions, there are many elements and teams and all kinds of people who can answer. For example, in our 10, all kinds of committees approach our 10 to fill up our 10 with more friends, another friend or two. So new questions come up. They suggest friends who are not suitable, who will not keep up with the pace. And it repeats itself.
I don't think this is a problem of the organization, but rather that people go through different states, and this is natural because we are constantly going through corrections in our advancement, and in that advancement we go up and down, up and down, and therefore, as it says about the heavenly angels, that they go up and down. The Zohar writes about that. So these heavenly angels, those are us, parts of Malchut that constantly want to reach the degree of Bina, and then they come down, and again they ascend and descend. So it's hard for us to put together something that is permanent, a stable structure, but rather we're constantly in motion, and also each and every one of us. And therefore we need to agree with that, that each time this is how it is with our life, until the end of correction, until we will truly incorporate together and each one will complete everyone, we will always be in ascents and descents.
I
don't know what to say. Also, take into account that what we do, what we are going through, even though we have all kinds of rules that the Kabbalists, our teachers, have written for us, Rabash and Bala Sulam, and even before them, however, nevertheless, these are just rules. And we accordingly need to see what can we do in our time with ourselves. And therefore, in each and every generation, as it says, there should be the giving of the Torah on each and every day. There's a new Torah that is given. And also the writing, each and every person has to write the Torah, meaning the influence of the light over his desire. This is what is called the Torah, the way that he discovers the upper light according to his desires that are progressing towards correction or even entering correction. This is called the Torah. As it says, you should write the Torah on the tablet of your heart. So, what am I trying to say? That we don't have anything which is like very clear guidelines that everyone should adopt, how to connect people, and when they come, what to do with them. But rather, you have to be concerned about that all the time, according to your state and how much your heart is ready to accept them, and how much out of that you yourselves can connect more, become tighter with each other. And according to that, you should decide. I don't think that there can be one law for all of the groups. And that's for sure everyone will keep it and will advance, but rather it will always be such that we have questions and answers and doubts and ascents and descents. For sure, ascents and descents. Therefore, I don't know. I'm not going to... I don't get into these things. I don't get into all of these details. It doesn't belong to me. This is what I'm saying. Even though I'm very concerned that it will happen, and it will happen correctly. However, just understand me that this is your work. This is your work. You have to try to be as tight together as possible, and through that you'll understand the answer each time. Accepting new people should be conditional, on the condition that they can join a 10 if they are suitable for that 10, and you agree to keep them later, or maybe we need to arrange new tens so it will not spoil you. Don't do it with haste. Don't rush to do it. It's better if we compose new groups, new tens from the new people who come and want to join and want to be more organized. However, according to that, we need to arrange them and truly to take care of them, to take care of them. Don't forget about that.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, по поводу итогов Конгресса.
Yes, dear Rav, concerning summarizing the Congress, drawing conclusions, there is what to discuss here about how we connected with friends, how we were together in this Congress, what results we came to, and how to relate it to your perspective, how you see it with respect to the progress that you see.
С вами, то есть как вы видите наше продвижение на Конгрессе.
He also set goals for us, like about reason. So how do you see our progress at the Congress?
I see the situation like that. First of all, you start to understand better what faith above reason is. How can we play, act that we are in faith? How can we get organized as though we are in faith, that is, in bestowal? Faith is bestowal, the degree of Bina. How can we help each other, and every 10 can help other 10s, and in that way to give examples in between us, and from us it will even be projected to the whole world, even though they will not feel it, but this is how it will influence them. I think that we started implementing that during the Congress. People understood a little bit better what does it mean, faith above reason, the force of Bina above the force of Malchut, the force of bestowal being greater, more important than a force of reception. And we need as much as possible to implement it in us, to accustom ourselves even to these words so that they will not confuse us, so that we will not run away from them. Faith above reason. I remember it on myself, how it was so odd. What is faith above reason? Do I become fanatic? Like those religious people of faith who are fanatic, they were told something and they just adopted it, accepted it. No, we're not talking about facts that like they have, that this is how it needs to be. We only accept one thing. There is the force of reception and there is the force of bestowal. And that force of bestowal, we wanted to ride over the force of reception, meaning that the intention will accompany the desire, so that the desire will be managed by the intention. It's not that the desire itself will operate as it is. This is good for animals, for babies. However, for the degree of Adam, who is similar to the Creator, we can be similar to the Creator only in our intention to be in bestowal like the Creator. And this is called faith above reason. The force of bestowal that rides, controls our will to receive. And the best, the easiest, is when we can operate in that, in the group, in the ten. Where else can we do that? Okay, Vlad?
This state of faith above reason and our upcoming steps toward it. Where do we begin?
This should be, as Rabash says, only in the unification of the ten. Each one shall help his friend. We need to hold each other, and all of us will try to put together by that with such relations between us that they will be as one body, one man, one ten, one partsuf, and in that we will feel according to our efforts that there one light is revealed, which is the Creator, and then we will be together with Him. When each one tries to be inside of the ten, and the whole ten together discovers the Creator. This is our goal, this is our direction, there is no more. Okay. Good. We also have Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends.
Morning.
A question from our ten. What kind of darkness we will go through that we can draw the light to our ten? What is this darkness?
The
darkness means separation between us. It's not misunderstanding or lack of feeling or other such things that we used to saying about them, that this is darkness in our world, but rather darkness in spirituality is lack of connection that we discover, because we only need connection in our vessel, so that in this connection, the light will be revealed, the Creator. This is why darkness for us is the feeling of separation between us. This is the reason for the darkness. That's it. So let's try to connect between us in such a way that we will feel that each one supports the other, each one helps the other, and that those inclinations, dispositions that we have towards each other bring us a feeling of the great giving between us, the general force of bestowal between us, in which the Creator is already revealed. Okay. So, okay, PT 24.
At
such an amazing congress like we had, there are many gifts. So first of all, I'll approach the question, why is it that only after the present is given you feel that it was a great gift? I'll explain. In the third lesson, you spoke, the whole of the third lesson was about above reason, and it was super inspiring. After this congress, I cut out pieces and I sent to all the friends, and I asked all the friends to remain in it because it was a huge gift. In the evening, after, I was so inspired and joyful, but I fell into this darkness that continued through the next day. I was half dead, I couldn't move. I didn't understand where it came from great joy to great darkness. But this morning, when I got up, I started to understand that this darkness was gradually kind of waning. So I understood that it was a great gift with new discernments. But during the darkness, you're totally dead. You don't understand that it's a great gift. Why does it come afterwards? The understanding that it was a gift.
This is in order to bring you discernments and opportunities to be above all of these emotions, even though we are all an emotion, because it's a desire. What's felt in the desire is the emotion, but we need to be above that. This is called faith above reason, that the most important thing for me is to be in bestowal above whatever I feel in the desire, in the heart. And this is the most important. And how can I be in that, in faith above reason? Only by truly putting myself in the ten, that I am in the friends, together with them, adhere to them, and then when I'm with them, I need to feel how much in the ascents I elevate them, I add to them, and how much in the descents I grab hold of them, like a baby holding the mother, and I not letting go of her. And this is how we go up and down, and through that, this is how we fill the group. In the ascents, we add to it. In the descents, we take from it the force of Arvut. And this is how, like in a pump, this is how we do it. Ups and downs, ups and downs. And the group is filled from those and from these and from those, from the deficiencies and the fulfillments. And if we all work in that way, then very quickly we will reach a state where we reach, and it was evening and it was morning one day.
This is what I felt, and I told the 10 that thanks to their mutual responsibility, I went through it very quickly. When you feel this mutual responsibility in the 10, you really go through it and you go above reason.
L'chaim, Moti. Yes.
Mark 26.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Здравствуйте, мировой Кли.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, world Кли.
Ситуация. Мы вот попросили нашего друга Сингапура.
Today we have a very special situation. We asked our friend from Singapore to join us.
И хочу спросить у вас такой вопрос.
We were only four people, and we needed one more friend in order to be on the screen. So I wanted to ask, how should we feel?
Всю.
The group.
Нам нужно чувствовать по отдельности каких-то людей.
Feel all of it from within me, or should I feel each friend separately? Because it creates all kinds of confusions, especially in younger groups that don't understand how to relate in general to what is happening around them.
Я могу сказать только относительно... О, они отбальбальты
квар. I got confused already from yesterday. I can say only one thing. That the most important for me is to feel how I belong to the group, how much I care more about the state of the group, how much I belong to it. How much I'm drawn to them, and I want to be together with them. It's not a physical issue, it's an internal issue. And therefore, this is what is important for me. To constantly feel myself. Where am I relative to them? And even though earlier there were states where I was disconnected from them, sometimes when something reminded me about it that I have to be connected with them, then I started searching, where can I be connected with them? That's how it was. Later on, sometimes I myself recalled, where am I connected or not connected to the 10? Later on, even more, that I start caring, why am I not connected? This is something that everybody writes, that it's necessary. Why is it necessary? Why is it, from where is it necessary? Where should I feel their importance? In short, in such a way, we begin to discover gradually that the true, my true connection with the 10, when it comes, as it comes gradually, it actually shows me my spiritual state. This is why I need to pay attention to it. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a system. It's a machine. And I need to feel how much all of its parts are interconnected, working together, each one in a different direction, like in an engine, let's say. But at the same time, each one knows that if it will fulfill its role, by that, it helps the other parts also to move in the right direction. And this is how we all advance. And therefore, no one is similar to the other. No one can do the role of the other, but rather I just need to help through my example, so that each one should do what he needs to do in that system, in that engine. I don't know what precisely one has to do, what he needs to do. I can't be in his place. I have other data, other elements from within, from my nature, relative to the friend. But I give him an example of what I do, that I work, and that I want it to exist, to happen. And this is how I, therefore, pass on to him an impression, an inspiration, but it's only an inspiration. I can't teach him what to do. This is how we do it between us. So, good luck.
And
if, for example, there is a feeling of inspiration, in what manner can we use it in order to pull this friend, to draw him? Can we, what, punch him or?
Latet makot, larbitz.
To beat up friends, you can do that only through love. Only through love. Let's say if he felt a good relation toward him. Initially. And now he feels this cooling coming from you. But not blows, smacks. And how can you be certain that what you think and what you decide is correct. It needs to be, mainly it needs to be working together, where you incorporate him. And in this way, it will be clear to you how to organize everything. Besides, it may be that what you think about him, that it's his fault, it is not his fault, but actually your fault. Who knows how it will be revealed truthfully. So I would be very careful relating to spiritual friends as to corporeal states. Especially with groups, with Russian groups, where the force to beat up, to organize, to force, just like in the army, it doesn't work correctly. By this, you will not help the friends correct, become corrected. It needs to be done by example. You want to show him something correct, then show him an example. And try to explain in a kind of indirectly. From the outside, so to speak, what you think, what he should do, what he shouldn't, or discuss it as if it's not about him. There are friends who cannot see or hear or understand for many months what the group wants from them. And they may be advancing and they may be behind the group. So there are all kinds of states here. What I recommend is not to go by force, not to go by force. But anyone who is present, try to give him room for work, importance. Bulgaria. We'll continue afterwards. Bulgaria won.
В последните уроци преди конгреса остана впечатление, че искате да поемете.
From the last lessons before the congress, we were left with an impression that you want us to take a greater responsibility over our development. What are we still lacking on our side? What are your expectations? What are your recommendations?
For our part, all that's missing is a prayer to the Creator. Before the prayer, we have to connect, become organized, direct ourselves correctly to the upper forest, so we will all be together, like a prayer in public, a prayer in a tent, and that way turn to Him. This is really what we're lacking. We achieved in this Congress some sort of connection, sensation of being in an assembly gathering. But we needed one more lesson, maybe even two, which are a prayer, about the prayer, how we become organized in the prayer. This may be one lesson. And another lesson about how we raise the prayer.
אפשר להשלים את השיעורים האלה.
Can complete these lessons.
By all means, do it. We will do it. Of course. So along with yearning to be in faith above reason, we have to put the governance of the Creator above us, to use different words, and then we can achieve a real result from the Congress.
French.
Bonjour Rav. D'abord, merci à toi et aux clients russophones pour le magnifique congrès. Ma question fera écho à celle de.
First of all, thank you for and the friends from the Russian CLI for a wonderful congress.
Il y a quelques mois. Et puis certains étudiants vétérans sont partis.
A few new friends came and joined the 10, but a few veterans also left our 10.
La leçon du matin qui était à nos activités sur Zoom.
These were friends who were not with us all the time. They would come occasionally.
Alors, est-ce que il faudrait accorder du
they were not alors, involved in dissemination much. So the question is,
ou est-ce qu'il s'était pas déjà
should we give a certain significance
peut-être inadéquate aux activités
to whatever excuses they gave us for the reason why they left, or by the very fact they simply didn't invest enough in the framework, that's why they left.
I don't think we can understand why people come closer, why they move away from the tens. These things are above us. It has to do really with every person's personal fate and our common kli, our common vessel, according to the root of the soul of each one. In the meantime, we are in a state of movements that we don't understand what is done on us, but through all kinds of movements that each of us does. And you see how we, even physically in the world, are in all kinds of are in this restlessness and constant motion. It is all still states that are prior to corrections. By this, we're also becoming incorporated in one another in external vessels, not spiritual ones, becoming incorporated among us. So I think we should just let everything that's happening here, give it room. We accept all those states easily. We don't throw out anyone. We're willing to welcome everyone on one condition, that people who join us don't do harm. They don't do harm. That's all that's important to us. That's it. So let's decide on these kind of pluralistic, convenient decisions for everyone. Anyone who comes, welcome. Anyone who wants to leave, we're not holding anyone. And for ourselves, we are concerned with the 10. The main thing for us is to connect into a group. And if many people come, we object to being more than a 10, 13 or 12. But that's the very top limit. And then we put together more 10s. I heard in these days that many new people are coming. Let's see after the Congress what happens gradually. I think this number will decrease more and more. Afterwards, it'll go up and then come down again. It depends on many conditions. But we have to maintain our solid tens, so they will persist. We add a few more people, new people here and there, but mainly we can make of them new tens. Okay? What do we have there? PT19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. So what are we lacking right now in order to turn to Him, to turn together truly to the Creator, so to increase His governance over us?
Everything is in front of you. You see, in each and every language, we have all the sources, and you can understand them according to your degree. So I don't have much to add. I'm happy that we have all the material present in front of everyone, and if some language is missing, then we complement it according to the best of our ability. Just tell us what's missing. And you too have to try to add to our archive, to our library, more and more sources of Kabbalah, authentic sources. So let's do it. But basically, I think nothing is missing. The main thing is that now the practical work between us, that's what we have to work on. We have to try more and more to reveal sources that talk about connection, about the tens, about work in connection, in order to attain the Creator, the connections among the individual friends in the tens. This we need to understand better and better and repeat it, because every time it'll seem new to us. And in this way, advance. This is our work. That's it. And let's hope that along with it, we will begin to study the preface seriously in order to see there too those operations that we have to do among ourselves, with each other. The restriction, the screen, the reflected light, the ascents and descents, ahab, kol galta anayim, all those things that we should see ourselves. That we basically are made of those things. It is our structure. It is the structure of our desire. When it is a little more corrected, in faith above reason, with the force of Bina that's connected to Malchut, but it controls Malchut. This is why it's faith above reason. So, by beginning to feel how we work with ourselves, each of us and all of us together in the tent, by this, we will acquire the engine, how we work, Malchut on the left, Bina on the right, and how we combine the two and move Malchut toward Bina. And this is how we perform the ascent in every single state. First, we have the restriction. And we come to the second restriction, meaning we don't work with vessels of reception, but only with vessels of bestowal for now. When Malchut ascends to Bina, afterwards, to some extent, we achieve Gadlut, adulthood or greatness. When Malchut descends back from Bina, meaning we use the will to receive, but at the same time, she ascends in her importance and greatness to Keter, toward Keter. So, in this way, we will begin to implement, to feel, to realize these operations in us. And in this, we will feel all of creation, everything. We will have before us all of reality, transparent, truly. We'll advance toward it. I just have to do it according to the pace that nature dictates. Yes, please.
No, Radzita Majulishol.
You wanted to ask something?
No, thanks. Simply thanks, Rob.
Okay. So we have PT 29.
Thank
you, dear Rav. The question is, this Congress ended up truly sensitive, truly emotional. How can we replace the intellectual approach to each other to an emotional one?
We don't need to replace. We need both. We need both. Both emotional and rational.
Will the Creator hear our prayer that we want to feel the friends in the tent.
Of course. This he will hear for sure. If we pray and ask him to give us the feeling, the understanding, the opportunity to feel the friends more, he will certainly grant this. That's the first thing he's interested in, because by this we correct the vessel for revealing him. The Creator is the abstract light that is interested in settling within our corrected vessels. So although we talk about it with our own language, he's interested, he wants, he does, he doesn't, but it's called the Torah spoke in the language of people. Natanya.
Yes, good morning. We do, and we will do even more, a sharing of discernments and feelings that we had in the Congress. What should I focus on? What should I search for when my friends share?
We should try, each one, to feel himself connected to his friends, and precisely through the connection with them, he wants to perform some operations, some mutual operations of bestowal from among them and to the Creator. The Creator is really the center of the ten that we want to raise up.
PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What do we do with everything that we received in a Congress?
What do we
do with everything that we received in a Congress? What do we do with everything we received in a Congress?
What do we do with what we received? We have to continue. We are continuing already. I'm already continuing. I've been continuing with you for an hour now. What do you mean continue? We have to continue to organize our vessel, to understand in what way this, what form this vessel is in, to reunite our ranks and position ourselves more correctly toward our goal with what deficiency we have to have in order to attain our goal, because our deficiency is the cannon. It's that engine that brings us closer to the goal. This is what we have to constantly think about and worry about it and connect ourselves more and more, because to the extent of our connection, we approach the goal. Another step, another step, and another step. Every step forward is by connecting among us some more. That's it.
No. No.
We haven't even started reading the article, but it's okay. It's okay. Because the Congress is continuing. It's good. Woman Internet.
There are questions from three tens that are roughly asking the same question. Miriam Akpoti, why do we see there are serious disturbances, corporeal disturbances during the Congresses or trying to gather in the Congress that hinder our mutual work? How should we relate to it? Is it all above reason? How do we work with it?
Well, of course, for a woman it's much more difficult to be at the Congress because she seemingly disconnects from the family, from the children, from everything she has to do at home. And it's really a problem, a big problem. On the one hand, on the other hand, we still have to calm the household, because our lesson is only 2 hours long. If we're not performing all kinds of operations around the lesson, well, what can you do? Maybe you can give up some of it. And then you can show the family that you are with them. Besides, we have to prepare ourselves in advance for the Congress, to prepare food, put it in there, refrigerator, to arrange things at home, to speak to the kids that mommy's going to be busy. You speak to your eldest child, who is your husband, so he will understand me and let me at least have a few days a year to do something social. And more and more of this.
Sorry, I didn't ask precisely. She's referring to an accident or some serious illness that occurred to a friend.
During these days, of course, unpleasant incidents happened. I got reports about this as well. I was sorry to read and to learn about what happened. But what can you do? That's life. And life goes on. And it goes on for us in far higher and more sublime ways than other people in the world think about. So we have to continue and understand that on the one hand, there's none else besides Him. Everything comes from the Creator. And we have to... The main thing is to continue. I learned from Rabash that whatever happened to him, physically, he continued as if nothing happened. Internally, he had all kinds of thoughts. And I saw there were some signs when his wife passed away. There were all kinds of problems before that. Also, his daughter passed away when she was young. And then her husband passed away when he was young. And two children were orphaned, and other such things. But whatever happened, I saw on him that he was willing to do everything that was required besides what he has to give of himself to the Creator. This he could not give up, because that was above him. So he had no shame about this, no embarrassment. This he did.
Question from Moscow 8. As a result from the Congress, we have a feeling in relation to the 10 that we're in the same boat. We heard a lot about it, but now it's in the emotion. What is that state?
These are new states. Those who are sensitive and put some effort into it, see how the connection between us should be tighter and more organized. That's how we advance. We just have to accept it and continue. Everything we went through is for our benefit, no doubt. Nothing happens not for our benefit. So we simply have to continue and not see in these things anything special. Everything is on the path.
A question from Mark 36. The deficiency of the 10 is made of the individual deficiencies of each friend, or do we build it out of the unity?
The deficiency in the 10 consists of everyone together. But when it comes to connection, the connection between the deficiencies acquires a different degree.
Where
each of us has an egoistic deficiency. But when we want to unite among us, to connect, the essence of the connection between us turns these egoistic connections into one desire that is altruistic, a desire for giving. This is what happens. So a person is not measured according to himself. He is rather measured by what group, what circle he attributes himself to, he relates himself to. This is why we measure every friend according to his 10. His 10 is kind of his passport.
A question from PT38. Dear Rav, you talked about the need to agree with the correction, that we have to agree that we are worthy. What is the essence of this agreement? Why is this agreement complicated? What does it mean to be worthy of correction?
Our correction is in agreeing to be connected. This is stage one, and we agree for the upper light to work on us. That agreement contains within it, first of all, the restriction of our ego, where we don't want to draw far from one another. So the first stage is not to draw apart from one another. Afterwards, because our desires constantly operate toward moving away, because they grow from moment to moment, the inner engine works. So I have to constantly guard myself with respect to those desires so they don't push me away from the friends. We see that I determine at this moment that I have to be connected with all my friends in the 10, but a moment later it's passed and forgotten and fled from me, and I have nothing. So what do I do? How do I work? Well, this is how I work. This is how I work. In such a way that I constantly renew it. And I check. And over time, when I renew the thought, the desire, the propensity, I check, is it correct or not? How can I strengthen it in quantity and quality? And this is how I advance. This is how my intentions and desires grow.
A question from the Hebrew 10. I try to pray for the friends and to love them and to think a lot about them, but it all feels mechanical, not emotional. It doesn't feel that like love that fills me or makes me happy, but...
Very good, very good. Love and all the feelings that come afterwards. First of all, we have to work with our desires without the filling in them, without attraction or rejection being revealed in them. This is given to us to feel precisely in this way, so we will understand more and more the inner mechanics, our own inner mechanics, our own inner mechanics. How, to what extent we really are drawn to one another, according to what desires, according to what operations, meaning our work later, after we have hearts of desires that we want to unite, but we still don't feel those desires themselves as a desire, as an inner feeling. And in the meantime, we seemingly connect these things mechanically to one another. But afterwards, the desires will come, emotional, and they will begin to fill these seemingly empty desires, right? And then we will be able to work with them completely. Completely, in a complete way.
A question from PT17. I can understand how a meeting with the friends is the best in order to overcome above reason, but how can I be adhered to the friends in the times that are between the meetings? Is there are there stop cessations in the intention? What do we do in those times between the meetings?
I too had a problem with this. So I would write here on my hand, on my palm, on the back of my hand, I would write group of faith above reason. All kinds of things, these short words, so that afterwards, during the day, I could look at it and return to them, return to the topic. Rabash, I was with him several hours a day, 4 or 5 hours a day besides the lessons. So he would look at it and see what was written on my hand. So I would write specifically on my hand here because when I was driving, I would see it would be easy for me to see what I need to think about. Yeah, this is what you need to do, maybe. Each one, according to his today you can create all kinds of reminders on your phones, all kinds of ringtones, and I don't know. But then we had nothing. There was nothing. So that's what I would do. We need to constantly remind ourselves about the goal, each one to the others. You can perhaps on your phones, because everyone I think today has a smartphone, right? Even children have it. So set up this tone, like big. That's all you need. It's an invitation to think about what the group decided. Do this, it's worthwhile. Habit becomes second nature. And the fact that we have to constantly think about spirituality is precisely through such habits. Next.
A question for PT10. What to do with the desire to accelerate the 10? In which direction and how do I correctly direct this desire so I don't apply extra pressure on the friends but also not remain in the same state?
If the desire pulls you forward, then you need to try to give it some expression. And this can be done through all kinds of things that you do in organizational work. That's the best. Write, advertise, publish, take a group and teach it, a group of beginners. In short, there's much to do. There's much to do. Such works are certain, although it's not within the group, but outside of it, seemingly. It's toward broader circles. Assimilation, teaching, but you will see how it helps you. I recommend each one to try to teach. Try to teach. And you will see how it helps. Try to teach not one, but in pairs. Not alone, but in pairs. It will keep you from becoming proud and becoming arrogant, selfish. Try it. That's it?
Last question from Latin 20. We felt great advancement, not only in our 10, but a great advancement in the understanding and the feeling of the great connection to the whole Kli. Do you think that this advancement will help us succeed in annulling ourselves quickly?
It's however you use it. We truly received great help from above. I want to express a lot of gratitude again to all those who prepared the lessons, headed by Akoka and Dudi. It was really, I don't know, well, I do know, but not very well. I don't know the rest of the people. Maybe Dudi wants to tell us?
If we start with a list of names, we won't finish it, but there were many, many men and women who collect the materials and check them and translate them, and they organize technically things. They arrange the subtitles that we see. Many, many people, each one knows his place, and the gratitude is really from the bottom of the heart.
Good. So, we should still maybe publish the names, or maybe not, I don't know, maybe there are all kinds of calculations about it, but great, great gratitude to all those who participated in preparing the Congress and in the flow of the Congress. Their reward is great. We can only say thank you, but their participation is already absorbed in the connection among people who participated in the Congress, and it is present as a great reward for them, and it promotes them in spirituality and remains forever. Thank you. Kolman, is there something else?
No, nothing. Thanks.
So, no more questions for women. We're going back to the men. The men don't have questions too? Normally when we go back to the men, they have questions. None. Okay, yes, Dudi.
So speaking of the study materials, indeed we have a great dilemma we want to ask you. Maybe we should ask everyone, what should we continue with now following the Congress? Should we continue with the routine of Shamari because we're in the middle of the Shamari articles, or should we move to faith above reason, which now we feel is our main milestone, or maybe complete the prayers of the prayer? You mentioned they were missing in the Congress. So,
all are important. The articles of Shamati, we must continue as a series until we finish all of them. There are such articles that might be too early for us, but we can read. I remind you again, Rabash wrote the Shamati articles from the words of Baal Sulam. It was kept with him, and he did not publicize it, he did not give it to anyone. Because I was next to him all those years, all those the last 10 years, let's say I received those articles from him. Only I received those. But when he passed away, I thought that you can't leave matters in this way, but rather we have to disclose them. And I started to publicize it. I also gave the Shamari articles so all the former Rabash students could make photocopies. And now things are coming out under their names. It's not important to me. The important thing is that it's coming out. Extremely important articles. In truth, they're not for everyone, and that's why Rabash did not give it to everyone, and that's why Baal Sulam spoke about those things in private with his son, with Rabash. That's what Baal Sulam did. And that's how it remained. But I saw that I cannot keep such a treasure to myself. Of course, I kept the originals of all those, just like many other manuscripts of Rabash. But I saw that I had to publish all those things. And I saw that we have to go through all the Shamati articles at least once, the entire collection of articles, and afterwards we have short articles that Rabash wrote to himself, right?
Yes, writings of Rabash, volume 3.
Yeah, we have to go through those as well. In short, we have what to do. This part we cannot let go of because it's like our northern star. It points us towards the goal. But other than that, we have the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah by itself, which is the preface and the study of Ten Sefirot, where because we're organizing ourselves, arranging ourselves, and we go from one Congress to another, and with all the tasks that we have, we're not so serious about it, but we have to bring it closer to us. So I hope we're going to do that as well. Additionally, what else, Dudi?
So Shamati and Pticha, that's basically our current line, is a hear from you.
With an emphasis on the preface. Our lesson is 2.5 hours, so at least 1 hour. At least 1 hour has to be preface. And 1.5 hours, and we're going to dedicate to the articles. We have also a lot of the bigger, heavier articles in Shamati, so less than 1.5 hours we won't be able to, because we also have to answer questions and explain it. I can just leave it hanging in the air. To read it without explaining it is irrelevant.
So the question is this: what about the two lessons you mentioned that were missing in the Congress? How we organize the prayer and how we raise the prayer? Should we study that or?
No, these are short things. We can learn those things until the end of the week. Talk about the raising of the prayers and answering the prayer.
What you mentioned before, you said there were two lessons missing in the Congress, how we organize towards the prayer and how we raise it.
Can you prepare it?
Yes.
So please prepare for tomorrow.
And what about faith above reason?
We have to see it as lesson that we're doing once or twice a week, Friday, Saturday. It's good that we're working, that we have to rush, to say it's a sign of a blessing.
Understood.
Okay, we're going to the article.
Should we go to a song first?
Of course. From Rabash to Adam Rishon, there is a chain of souls. We're the last generation in this time, making a circle from a line. Enter a special place where you rise above your mind. Close your eyes, hold your friends like a child holds his dad. There's the Creator, there's the created being.
Adam Rishon. There is a chain of souls. We're the last generation.